It is massive. Now, you did allude to it there just there about maybe universities doing a little bit more. We actually recently published an article with opinion from David Philp, head of BIM at BIM Task Group, and Anne Kemp, the vice chair of Building Smart UK. They both said that students are very much willing to adapt to new technology. They're looking into it. They're really investing in all sort, not just BIM software, anything like that. A lot of different technologies. Whereas universities are playing catch up. Do you feel as though that is exactly right?
I would disagree politely because universities just simply have a different agenda. Various groups, and especially BIM Task and Build Smart, they are companies created for the movement to develop the industry. Whereas universities, their agenda is not so much to develop the industry. It's more, especially at part one level, maybe not so much part two or three, but at part one is mostly how to make the industry look good. That's a very simplistic way of putting it. But if every university that I've been so far, which is about 8 or 9 different universities across the globe, especially during the first 3-4 years of a young architect's education, their agenda is very different. They don't need to worry about schedules. They don't need to worry about fabrication. They don't need to worry about timelines, and especially budget. Whereas all of these things that I just mentioned are very important when it comes to a real life project. Students don't have those constraints, so therefore they don't need to use the tools that we use at that particular moment in time. It's difficult. That's why I like, as I said before, I like to keep it quite neutral and offer those students that do want to learn more another vehicle to do so. But I don't think the universities are playing catch up. I really don't. I think universities just have a very different agenda when it comes to the education of their students and to teach the tools that will make that student productive in a real life setting is not in their agenda. That's what I think.
So you probably say that universities are giving the foundation for the learning, whereas then companies like Fatsumo doing the training, that's more of the development of, you know, that learning.
I would say so, yeah. So we are like another different option. We are saying that we like what universities do. We think that their role is super important because it will develop that student's design ability and how to be creative. And we are saying, well, we'll take that on board. We'll utilize that, but we'll try to make it practical. So when this student, when they would like to apply that knowledge that they learn at university in a real life setting, they will have the methods to do so. In our particular case, is by teaching them digital media, how they can use digital tools to illustrate what they learned at university in a real life setting, which I think universities also have it very tough because, to be perfectly honest, most of the experts that could teach at university that really know what they're doing are already taken up by current employers who have them full time working for them. And whereas university teachers, for the most part, they do their very best and they try really hard to give them the latest training available, but it's not always possible. It is a very difficult thing.
It's probably a debate that you could go on and on and on about that.
You know, you're really
a
good.
Lot of people. A lot of people have got a different opinion, but yeah, it's a very interesting standpoint you've got there. Anyway, in defence of the universities, really there. Now, after you'd been in Plymouth, you then moved to China, which is quite a big move. I'm led to believe your interest in the Chinese market and realising potential there came about as when you worked for WCWP. Before then, you were partnering as well with the Chinese University of Hong Kong as a BIM consultant. Is that right? So, what kind of projects did you work on during your tenure with both of those companies?
Right. So as you say, I mean, I was getting to a point in the UK where, you know, there's only so much you can do as a part one architect in the UK. I didn't really want to do my part two. I'm a part three. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I will do those things eventually at my own time. But I wanted to experience without the fuss of going to university again. And I wanted to experience bigger architecture at a bigger scale in a much bigger team. And the only way you can do that in England, really, is to go up through the ladder, becoming part two and three, to be able to work at a design level in big projects. So I didn't want to do that route. I wanted to go to somewhere where I could just be in a team and design ridiculously large projects. So I thought, well, where could I do that? And I tried my luck. I went to Hong Kong. Even though Hong Kong is a little bit different than China, I did it the old-fashioned way. So I went to Hong Kong. I didn't apply for a job beforehand or I didn't do any of those things.
Oh, wow.
I arrived in Hong Kong. I looked through the yellow pages, or so to speak, and I found a company that was near where I was living at that point. And interestingly enough, I went for an interview and I got a job offer straight away.
Wow.
I was really lucky because at that point, WCWP, they were looking for architectural designers with BIM experience and with Revit in particular. And there just wasn't enough of those going around. So when I came along, they said, whoa, ooh, this is great. So you got experience. You actually use Revit not just for visualization, but actually for production information. And you can teach it. Yeah, we'll take you on. It was really cool. So I got lucky there. And then I started working for WCWP. Doing very large projects in China. And I'm not talking about just like a single building. I'm talking about master layout planning for 18 high-rise towers, each tower 32 floors, and then 235 villas with like a square foot plate of over 50,000 meters squares.
Wow.
It was just enormous. And that was the first one that I did.
Oh, God.
What impressed me, it was just amazing. And you know, I said, I'm a part one. And they said, oh, right, so can you design? I think so. And then they said, okay, there's a project. Okay, and which team am I working with? No, this is your project. Yeah, no, I got that, but where is everyone else? No, this is your project, you deal with it. What?
So, deep end.
It was amazing. It really was the deep end. But the way things work here, they're a little bit different. So normally you liaise with what is called a local design institute in China. And it's a very strange relationship. They're like the planning department of what you would get in the UK.
Okay.
But they do a lot more. So you do a design and they sometimes produce all the information. So in my first project, I was working with the LDI of Guangzhou. And they basically needed a design, and then they would take care of everything else. But I was only in this company for 2 years. But I worked in this project, which is, like I said, it was like 18 high-rise towers and 235 villas and a master layout plan to go with. I did the design in like 6 months, and the thing got built in 8 months. It was ridiculous. I've never seen that kind of speed before. In England, that would take like 10 years to do. I don't know. But no, it was amazing. So I learned a lot through that. And then at the same time as I got that job, I had a lot of interest from China University of Hong Kong. And there was a couple of others as well. City University I've worked with as well. And then Hong Kong Design Institute. And all of them wanted BIM trainers who could write them a syllabus for their curriculum and then teach other teachers to teach what's in the syllabus. And so I did that, and I've been working with them ever since.
Wow. So literally, it just goes to show, really, you know, if, for example, you're saying that you're in support of the universities and you're saying, you know, you do learn more about design being at university. For example, if you perhaps had ended up doing a BIM course at a university that was less about design, perhaps, maybe you wouldn't have got that opportunity in WCWP because you didn't have you wouldn't have had the design kind of expertise that they were looking for. So it is really interesting. Obviously, your story is very, very unique. I can't believe you just got on a plane and went. Like, crazy.
Trust me, I wasn't a very popular boy.